The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
To our Breaker Impact Service.
Omobibiakwa baba ebubu oka esom.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time
God is good.
If you are here for the first time,
say enedi dedika odi abaha.
Or you are following online,
and audi achifi afidie ne soa.
And also for the first time,
and I'm ready counsel didi achia.
This is our 60th birthday Father's Prophetic Impartation Service.
We are officially seeing a ja oka esom komsesom.
The Lord has asked me to organize this service. And services. I don't know how many Sundays I'm going to do this. And as I stand here to begin with, I really say that your celebration on the 9th of July, 2023, is a celebration of yourselves. It's a celebration of the Almighty God. It's a celebration that has ushered you into another realm. I don't know who brought the idea. Because vision comes in an idea form. It comes through one person. And then it will spread to others. I don't know who brought that idea. And then the others who called the idea. And then people contributed. From within and without. From the church and outside those outside the church who follow us online. And also those who are members here and not members. Those in Ghana and those outside Ghana. The committee contacted them. And people were willing to contribute towards the celebration. I didn't know all this. I got to know these things after the celebration. And the committee themselves came out to contribute by themselves. The way they planned and executed the plan. Most of the committee members were here that Saturday till Sunday morning to ensure that everything there was in order. And your participation.
And I said, I'm also mobile. We're more do also.
Without the congregation participation.
And I said, as of my amma, our more do also.
The day wouldn't have recorded the great success that it recorded.
Now, and then,
on behalf of myself, my family.
On one person, I am more, the bush and for them.
And the Almighty God, the I am that I am.
And edimu,
I say,
okase,
the Lord should continue to remember you.
Onkaimo.
Do you know something? I said, the Lord should continue to remember you. I said, the Lord should never forget you. You see, the way you receive it, it tells God something. I don't know how much I can really thank you. But then God has asked me to do what I'm about to do. Because I am somebody who is very appreciative. I learned this thing from my grandmother whom I lived with. When you do something that touches her, you are in trouble. Everywhere she meets you, she will introduce you to people. Say, oh, this one. Oh, this man. This person. Thank this person. As she's moving from house And suddenly it has also affected me.
And I'm perfume, I mean, so
I appreciate people so much. Sometimes people think I over appreciate. Whenever you see somebody manifesting a trait,
now,
a character trait, just sit down and talk. Find out from the person. Some of us, we never knew that we will stand where we are standing. By nature, I am not a celebrant. The only thing we celebrate when we were growing was Christmas and Easter.
But
something like birthday. Somebody has achieved this.
So
I didn't grow in the atmosphere of celebration. So when the committee, when the idea came, I don't know how it happened. I told them, me, I'm not a celebrant. But whatever you want to do, I give you my blessings. And indeed, it is the talk of the town.
Deliverance.
You are wonderful people. It is the talk of the town. Almost all invited guests who came here. You know, in the morning of a Monday 10th,
July.
I am the one who should start calling people to say thank you. 5:30. I started receiving calls from some of them. The first person to call me was my own regional superintendent, Reverend Michael Ayensu, thanking me for the opportunity to be invited. My God, I should rather call him to say, my boss, I thank you. Before the podcast, after that, my own papa called me. I received 4 calls before the podcast. And after the podcast, my own boss and senior brother, Reverend Apostle Dr. Joseph Basi, called me and started prophesying on me. Beloved,
I don't know.
It is because of what they saw.
And I'm near Omu Hun, yeah.
You see, don't let this prophecy come to pass in your life.
And I'm going to say,
listen, Don't let what I'm going to say come to pass, because it is already happening. That people will come from far. The first shall be last. And the last shall be first. And that people will come from far to come and benefit. Where is those who are inside? Say, Lord, let this never happen in my life. That people will come from far and pick the blessings. And you who are inside.
Now,
you know what people were asking me? They say, do your member see what we saw?
I say,
I don't know. You know, anytime we arrive in church, we go up there. There are a whole lot of things we do in the office there before we come here. I always want to partake in the worship, the service, and everything. I don't want to be a big man that the members are worshiping. And I am sitting on my chair. Nobody is big before God. Nobody is big. The moment we enter into the house of God, from archbishop to who, all your titles and whatever is put aside. And that's what I like to do. But you know, sometimes people look. I have received two powerful testimonies before I am standing here.
Now, when you are dancing here, two me woman paye, I can see about me.
Let me give those testimonies before we go into the word because of today's service.
Now, when my son dance here, I'm going to say no one's. Enam ne osumuniti.
Listen to me.
Muti asofo.
Your miracle and your testimony is already in your court.
Now,
but some of you are here, you are looking, your mind is far.
Now, you must be young, be wait.
Let your mind come home and be on God.
My wife,
turn to the person by you, tell the person, let your mind come home. Let your mind be on God. Let your mind be on His word. Not on the preacher, but on the word that is coming. Because your testimony is inside the word. Your healing is inside the word. Your breakthrough is inside the word. Your miracle is inside the world. Everything of yours is inside the
world.
Understand?
Yes, he said.
On Wednesday, during April crossover, April to May. As during the crossover, as the people were passing. There was a lady, I just called her and said,
a friend of mine said,
you are a traveler. From April to May. She hasn't even got a passport before.
Oni passport mpo onibi.
But as I'm speaking,
I said oksofo kasi
this morning,
anopei,
I saw 5-year British visa.
Ifie num British amononi visa yedi amano
in the passport.
Ewo passport nimu.
In any moment from today,
na. Every sabri ya kono, every ne.
She is flying.
Otua peyimo, okokra.
Just the word.
Asamno keke.
Are you?
Who?
You are a traveler.
Oyo kwentuni.
You sit down. Let the devil control tell you that we yati 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 yati. Ube.
Can I say na mo bonsamu kaje se
wa? 100 years crowd. Ube continue ati.
If you continue to hear, it will be.
From today, let it be. When you hear, the
more you hear, it is inside. And the mutro,
those of you who think I don't understand tree.
As you move this, as you want to hear, on the tree,
there are times that the anointing flows, eh?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready now for the word? This is the only way I can say thank you. To all of you. To the committee. Led by General Joshua Mensah Lakai,
Lieutenant
General Amaku and others.
And our own chairman, the wife, the only chairman
in the house.
Chairman one.
The wife.
And then the yere.
Our own lady Dorcas. Lady Ellen.
Our
own Babina, Mr. and Mrs.
Our
own Aroma.
Aroma so kahubi.
Yes, Emmanuel Duro.
Yuma, Akwesi Yuma.
Our own Edemagbedo.
And yourself as some for Edemagbedo.
Our thicknesses.
And yourself for man, as some for man, you know.
Pastor Roger. Pastor Prince and the wife Irene. And as many as, if there is a name I couldn't mention, forgive me.
Please,
let's clap for all these
ones.
And also clap for yourselves. Let's clap for our outside donors. Some people gave $500 for the planning.
Emma, she said no.
Let's clap for all of them. Amen.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless you. You know, after the celebration, some broke down. Some have also traveled. Lieutenant Colonel went to China.
Ellen has gone to US.
In fact, there are a few traveling doors that have opened for some people in our midst. Later, I will tabulate them. You don't see them. It's traveling door. Not others who something has checked them out, but some genuine ones that.
We'll
announce them and then you keep on praying for them.
But
then the fatigue of the celebration also makes some to fall sick. Even I, the celebrant, I'm treating malaria. Or I have treated malaria within the week. Then how much more those who were doing the running round? May God bless you. Any seed you sow which doesn't cost you is not a seed. Any sacrifice that doesn't cost you.
It's
nothing before God.
And yes, you when you mean
it. But when it costs you, then yes.
And
it means that something is about to happen in your life. Take your Bibles with me to 2 Kings chapter 4.
We'll
read verse 12 to 16. Let's start from verse 1 first before we come to verse
12.
The wife of a man from the company of the prophet cried out to Elisha. Your servant, my husband. No, let's go to verse 8, please. Let's go to verse 8. One day Elisha went to Shunem, And a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is holy, is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. One day when Elisha came, he went up to his room and lay down there. From verse 12 to 16 now, he said to his servant Gehazi, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said to him, tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now, what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? She replied, I have a home among my own people. What can be done for her? Elisha asked Gehazi. Elisha asked. Gehazi said, she has no son and her husband is old. Then Elisha said, call her. So he called her. And she stood in the doorway. Kabarabashata. About this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold a son in your arms. No, my Lord, she objected. Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. Continue to 17. But the woman became pregnant. Let me, before I finish, you see, the word overruled the woman's unbelief.
Na asem no edi oba no angie ndi ni so.
Let the word that is coming overrule your unbelief today.
Na asem eba no endi wo angie ndi ni so.
But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. Amen.
Amen.
The theme is 60th birthday father's prophetic impartation service.
Na 18 says
60th birthday
father's
prophetic impartation service. God is going to impart you through the word. The Shunammite woman, on her own voluntary conviction, decided to celebrate Elisha. The Bible did not say what inspired her to render the service and sacrifice she did to Elisha. But the husband agreed and teamed up with her. This woman was described as a well-to-do or a wealthy woman. As I've just said, the Lord was just revealing certain things to me about this woman's action. And we can relate the committee, the planning, and the celebration of the 60th birthday to what this woman did to Elisha.
As
the Spirit of God inspired her. And very soon I will tell you what the Holy Spirit told me, why he inspired her. As the Spirit inspired this woman, she might have meditated for some days. Maybe prayed about it. And then share with the husband. Today, I don't know how she called the husband. My wife calls me GD. Gerhard Delali,
GD.
Gerhard Delali, GD. That's how she calls me.
Gerhard
Delali. I call her Gladys.
I call her Gladys.
Gladys, my soul. We don't call ourselves those funny honey.
Sweet
as so. I call her Gladys. She calls me GD.
GD.
We are okay. So find a way to call each other husband and wife. Don't copy anything from anywhere. Find your own terms. And so maybe the woman called the husband's name.
Now, my main friend who called the Eddie
said. And said.
Okay, sir.
This man of God that always passes here. I can see that he's a man of God. What can we do to support his ministry?
And then,
can we put a room at the top? And put a table, a bed, and a lantern for him. So that every time he's passing by, the place can become like a guest house where he can climb and then go and rest. And the husband said it's a good idea. That's why you must be careful who you marry. I am telling you, marry somebody with whom you have the same spirit. Not every time you agree.
But
even when you disagree,
it
is a disagreement in agreement. I am telling you. Because the moment two of you agree, anything you want to achieve, you can achieve. But when you marry somebody who doesn't have the same spirit with you, you cannot even discuss. You know the number of years and stress. Sometimes when we say this thing, people think that we are worrying them. It's not everything you should experience. When it has happened to somebody, take it as a scapegoat lesson. That is something which should have happened to you. But then it has happened to somebody for you to learn. So the husband agreed. He said, let's do it.
Oh my, yeah.
Just as somebody brought the idea.
Senior Obiso de Adwini Bay
of the celebration of
and
then began to share it, and then people around just they just accepted it. It's a good idea, So you see, husband and wife
agreed.
And after they have done that. Like the committee, people contributed, invested their
own.
So going back to the Shunammite woman.
Yes, Uncle Shunammite man.
Elisha was so touched by the generosity and magnanimity of this woman. And Elisha offered to obtain favor for her.
Now, the man said, "Obenya nim to be amano."
Because those days,
if he says, "Sanda no mono,"
prophets had the ear of two powerful people in the nation.
Now, prophets, they
had the ear of the king,
on him etiam kwamseni pa,
and the ear of the captain of the army.
Ana asavu peni bu so omotiam kwamsefunsi ye pa.
Prophets, don't say not today.
And you know, Sanda
prophets
in kwamsefu.
Have the ears of the king
and
the ears of the captain of the
army.
Do And who in the land is greater than the king?
Now, why the wise are saying so? Also saying, or he know?
Who in the land is greater than the captain of the army?
And why is the wise are saying so?
Commander of the army.
Also saying, hey,
so Elisha wanted to obtain favor. He was so satisfied.
He said, "Na ni owa yama no no amana mi pa ye."
Oh. After I walk around.
Man, 1990s.
After I've gone to this town,
this town,
to prophesy, then I walk back. I sweat. But look at me now. Look at what this woman and the husband have done for me.
Gehazi.
Elisha's servant.
Yeah, Elisha.
Call the Shunammite woman.
Shunammite woman.
What can we do for her?
Then I bet me I am no.
Should I speak to the king or the captain for her?
When
the woman came to stand, she said,
okay, say,
man of God,
I
am living among my people.
I have a home.
I have everything.
You will be there.
I don't need anything. Say a revelation is coming.
I said, Edi Ebiba.
Turn to somebody and tell the person.
Now, Edi Ebiba.
Listen carefully.
Na sabri tieni yeba.
Let me tell you.
Mami kanchro.
The woman had a need.
Na obanu wa ehia de.
She has no child.
Oni obebia.
Meanwhile, the husband was old.
Insuna okununusu waba kokura.
And one lesson I've learned from the Shunammite woman. She doesn't want to talk to anybody by heart. About her problem. So when Elisha said,
into Elisha can say,
what can we do for you?
And then he my yamauno.
She said, I don't have any problem.
I said, oh, meaning how be
but she had.
That's not all.
Maybe she was trusting God.
Ebi ana ojina midi.
But she never knew.
That's not onimda.
That God has sent Elisha as the opportunity.
Say, nyami asuma Elisha say na kwenya no no.
You know, this Shunammite woman, eh?
Say, Shunammite mami.
That was the first time of her generosity.
I am ready, Kaya, and in some go on.
It is something she has been doing.
Aye, bibia na ota ye.
For people.
Eman krofo.
But one day.
Na so dakro.
God decided.
Nyami and Adrian said.
To answer her inner desire.
Na kume muni anu kondo no obemano
amwaye. By connecting her.
So adini bebeta.
To Elisha.
Elisha.
So Elisha became an opportunity.
Iti Elisha baye akwenye mano. Biaye obetima vaso.
Look. Everything you be in this world.
Nia obeye wasasisu biano.
It will come from God.
Ebe fi nyameho.
True man.
Na afa onipa desenimo.
When I say man, I mean man or woman.
It will come
from God through a human being.
Even finya mi ho na afa onipa desenimo.
Starting first, God will connect you to a spiritual authority.
Nedika odumba bata ho ho penini ebi
ho. From there,
evi ho no.
At that connection.
Na enkita hu die fufuro ato aso.
The woman never knew.
Na mami na onim da
that Elisha was an opportunity.
Sir Elisha dey na oya kwenye bi e de mano.
Elisha was her link.
Na onu na nyame be fa ne so aya amano.
Today
and today
because of some misbehaviors of certain men of God.
Nyame ni pe bi ni ame hu bi na mo aye nti.
Who sometimes I cannot tell, I can't judge.
Now, ultimately, can ultimately more thing.
Whether they are truly men of God.
So, omu yenya mini pa mpa.
But listen to me.
Nansumunti.
First, it is called man before God.
Nia edikai oye onipa
Every man of God is a work in
progress.
Even genuine men of God, we are all work in progress. God is still working on us. We are still human. We still make mistakes. Once in a while, we can misbehave. That is why we need prayer. More than anybody. Now, in the media, you can see people saying, don't stand with your man. When your man of God makes a mistake, don't stand with the person. Don't stand with the person. When he's leading you astray. Yes, that is partially true. That's partially true. When you know I have made a mistake or I'm making a mistake, point it to me. In a gentle way. Yes. Pray first. Talk to God about your man of God. And as the Lord leads you, make an appointment to go and talk about the issue. Forget about his reactions. You have done your responsibility. You are not going there to condemn him. But you are just going there to point out what the Bible says, or what you know, what you think, or you believe.
Now, and leave it there.
And leave it there. And keep on praying. Yes. That's how we handle. Because the Holy Spirit is the only person that can convict the person. Even us who call ourselves men of God. Do you know the many things we don't tell you? Do you know the many things we've seen about you that we have never told you? Do you know how God tells us that some of you are liars? Some of you are witches. Diplomatic witches.
And wizards.
But we haven't told you. Have I come to any of you and said you are a witch or you are a wizard? God didn't tell me to tell you. He just asked me to watch you. And pray for you. And preach generally. Now anyone that is operating in that area, watch yourself. Because one day the trumpet will blow. If you don't take care, you will not go to heaven. Always examine your spirit. When you yourself come.
Now wangasa uba.
Yes. Then I will help to deliver you. So we also do that.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you also do to us. When you have a dream, a prophetic word about the church,
say.
Yours is to go, if you are led, share it with the pastor. And leave it there. Whether he asks or need or not.
So be so
there. It is not your duty.
And you will juma
to get worried.
Say about how
that you have said this thing with the pastor.
Oh, say.
The first three mistakes I made.
In from so me and son Odi can
yeah. In 1995. When I took over this church in 1994, the first three mistakes, it was true people, what people told me.
about
people.
The
letter to Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony,
he's no more here. That man. Anytime we had the board meeting, he used that thing to check me.
On side and also Eddie.
Pastor.
Also,
remember.
Have
you investigated this thing well?
Why are you here?
The first one, I was told.
The
Sunday school superintendent, Joycelyn. She said she's staying far away. She can't do the superintendent again. Let's do election. Instead of calling her to find out. I didn't.
Why yet?
I also organized an election. After choosing the new people.
Yeah, power before from now.
As we were introducing them. In the wooden structure. Sister Jocelyn entered.
And
she asked, what is happening?
And Obi said,
we've just voted new executive. I'm not aware. But they said, you say you are tired.
Now you can say,
where you are staying is far away.
Maybe I'll tell you so, who
did I tell?
I said, why not me catch there, no?
The very people were telling me, were sitting there. Instead of standing to say, you told me. You told me. None of them. That was the first mistake I made in this
year.
The second mistake. One of our hard-working sisters was an usher. This brother will come and tell
me.
This lady is chasing men.
Pastor,
she doesn't qualify to be an usher. Then I remove her. Later. Before I got to know that, the brother was complaining about her. He's chasing her to sleep with her. And she's not agreeing.
Oh.
Mistake number two. Mistake number three is similar. That one was about one of the deacons.
And also,
this deacon is chasing our girls.
Oh, Sasa was no.
She'll come and park the car.
And then
put the girl inside, take the girl away. And one of my pastors those days.
Said,
Pastor, I have been seeing him.
Oh, so for me,
he come to park the car in front of the house where I live. So I call a meeting at Daddy Anthony's house. I don't know whether you know the deacon I'm talking about. I call a meeting. That brother was a hard-working brother. Then I called the pastor who has been telling me. I want us to meet at Daddy Anthony's house.
I said, Messi, Anthony.
Then I called the deacon.
I said, yes.
The matter is that.
Assembly, sir.
I have been hearing that this deacon.
Taking some of our girls and sleeping with them.
Pastor, who told you?
I said,
this one sitting here.
He
said, Pastor, I didn't say anything. Until he died. I told him that day.
You,
take my words. As long as we stay here on earth, I won't trust you. I won't hate you. I will love you. But you, the word trust,
forever in your generation.
Mistake number 3. Pray for us, pastors. Pray for us. I'm telling you. Pray for us. That's why this, the way people are coming to tell me, you see, I am not acting. I had this dream.
I am
careful. Because a dream is a dream. I'm telling you. If it is about myself or my wife or children, I can quickly, but about somebody. We still need spiritual authorities. God connected the Shunammite woman. The woman never knew that she was a victim of the foundation of barrenness. Why did I say those things that I've said in the past? Because the media is just taking on men of God. So that members will begin to distract their pastors. And that affects them negatively.
And also,
because God said, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. Shepherds. Who is your shepherd? You need a shepherd.
We here are here for.
You need a shepherd.
We hear of your four.
Listen to me.
Namontie me.
Your shepherds are not angels.
We are four no so omo ye abofo.
We are not. We will never be angels.
Ye ntimi so e nani ye abofo so da.
You may even speak English better than your shepherd.
Eh bia, bro buka say utimi kan di say e ko e sin wo so fu angasa.
But God has chosen the person as your shepherd.
Nanso nyame apaw no se onye wo
hwefo. There are many things you may not like about your shepherd.
Enyema bebrewa na ompemfa o sofo no ho ana wo hwefo.
The little that you love.
Na mom kakra na odo wo mno eya yimfi mo.
And the artist that you don't like.
Na nia ompenso wo nimo no.
Pray for him.
Bompae e wo ho mano.
Like one day Lady Dorcas say, Pastor, this one I've been praying about. We were talking about something. Say, hey, this is. I said, Pastor, I've been praying for you on this.
Now, I said that for me. God bless you.
That is why
this is.
Maybe it's because of your prayer that I don't use that word again. But the day I use it, you should know that we are still here on earth. You see, this woman never knew that she was a victim to a foundation of barrenness. She never knew that her connection to Elisha was actually the connection of a limited foundation to the foundation breaking anointing upon Elisha. She never knew that her connection to Elisha was a connection of a barrenness foundation to the foundation breaking anointing on Elisha. She never knew also that her celebration of the man of God, Elisha, was actually her own celebration of what she was lacking in life. It was actually her own celebration
of a victory over barrenness. It was a personal celebration of a new foundation of fruitfulness. That the foundation of barrenness gave way to the foundation of fruitfulness. Because of her connection to Elisha,
the
foundation of barrenness gave way to the foundation of fruitfulness in Elisha. You don't know that your connection to your spiritual authority, your connection to your shepherd, you don't know that it's a connection of your foundation to the foundation breaking anointing that he carries. Let me tell you.
I see uncontrolled.
Do you know why some of you are very much afraid of coming closer to your shepherd?
So or
only 1% that is out of shyness.
Ah, and if he said
maturity
na be
brave, it's because of the gossip you are gossiping about him. The evil thing you say
in someone a walker.
So you can't come closer. I know some homes I enter, even the children don't want to come around. It was later I got to know the discussion they have about me and about the church. But I thank God that as God has vindicated me. And he has vindicated the church. Now people are regretting. They are biting their tongue. Why did we believe this about the church? Why did I believe this about the pastor? Listen to me. Go always to find out. Otherwise, it can cost you. After somebody has lied about the church, about the pastor to you, didn't bother to go and find out, you will lose. I thank God that we are online now. Somebody called
me
and said, Pastor, for 1 year now, I've been worried. Because I understand you preach me. Somebody
called
me and said, what have you done to pastor?
And then I walk yourself with
him. I said, nonsense.
I said, where you in
Kwasi Asam? I said, do you know why I said nonsense?
When you enter me, can Kwasi Asam?
Do you know why I said nonsense?
When you enter me, can Kwasi Asam?
He said, no.
I said, there be.
I said, go to Facebook.
I said, go to Facebook.
I said, go quickly to Facebook.
Content on Facebook.
We are on Facebook now.
You're on Facebook, so.
Go there.
Go her.
When you hear a preach against you,
now utisa makasa mama kati
yawa. Therefore,
any friend,
I will apologize.
Mr. Opa, maybe I'm not being powerful.
I said to her,
you can't tell me, sir.
That look, human experiences are the same.
Ni pasiyo huru aya na aya de kro.
Divorce is divorce.
So
anytime I'm talking about divorce, you think I'm talking about
you.
Fornication is fornication. Lie is lie. When a sister lies in deliverance, another person lies in North
Carnation.
Another lies in Ada. Another lies in Kumase. A lie is a lie. So when I say a sister lied, and those of us, let's be careful the things we tell people outside.
Yes, so I want to hear you. It's somebody catching go for one thing.
Because you are also a victim.
One so auto movie.
Let's be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Salvation
and quantity
It's individual.
Be
careful what you are hearing
from
other people.
If you cry for
what you tell them,
and I hear yes in our
at the end of the day, when judgment comes, you alone will cry. You alone will cry. When it's a blessing, you alone will celebrate. I asked the sister, what was the theme?
Now, I said, 80 men are making 1 7.
I say, I give you some days.
I say, me mom,
if you don't go to Facebook,
won't go Facebook so,
and listen and point it to me,
now
I will deal with you.
Me no bad dinner, you know, no. And then I say, my bad.
Look. Men of God are channels. Men of God are what? Channels. We are channels. We are a blessing. We are gateways. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Look. The nation Ghana should celebrate Christianity. We should
Ghana
celebrate this because I did not be the church.
And yes,
I did not be Christianity.
And yes,
Ghana can easily become like Sierra Leone.
Liberia. Sierra Leone.
But because of the messages that we hear.
And I'm in summer yet it in
messages of hope. Messages of faith. Messages on holiness. Messages on commitment and dedication.
I hope for money so we're too when so in summer yet it in on.
I was in Burkina Faso. I think when we went to speak at Lamizana Sports Stadium.
Program
that we attended. The whole Lamizana Sports Stadium was full. Now, I was the speaker.
It was 2013.
There was a street we were passing.
Now,
all the traffic lights have been uprooted. Then Dr. Gambo said to me, Pastor, your country, you are blessed. Do you know why they've put Lamizana Hotel? Bobo Dioulasso is the second largest city in Burkina Faso.
Bobo Dioulasso.
About 3.5 hours drive.
We
flew directly to the place from
Accra.
And then when we were coming, we decided to go by road to know. Do you know why they pulled down the traffic lights? Because they had been light off for 3 days.
He said,
So the youth and the
traffic lights.
I say, Ghana, our leaders are blessed.
Oh, Ghana, let's give it to God.
Let's just leave it to God. That's why sometimes our leaders take us for granted. But listen to me, God knows how to fight our battles for us. He knows how to fight our battles for us. The Shunammite woman has been asking God to visit her foundation. While she was very consistent in her services and sacrifices to God's kingdom and his people, she might have been praying, God, I need a child. But while she was doing that, out of her generosity, she has been consistent in offering sacrifice and services to the people of God. Just as when you go to Acts chapter 10,
Cornelius,
the centurion, the Bible says he was a man who fears God.
I say, naturally, sir, I bema also.
And he has been generous to the people of God.
Ni nsemu so agu manya
me kwa
bo.
They pray all the time.
Ani nebu isa subo mpa abribia.
And then one day while he was praying,
na dakwa mna ugu subo mpa yeno.
An angel appeared to him.
Obafu mi eda ni wadi chano.
And said, Cornelius.
I say, Cornelius, see.
Sent men to Joppa.
Suma mema unko Joppa.
To the house of a man called Simon. Peter is there.
Now Petro
go and bring Peter.
Petro,
Peter became the channel.
Now Petro no be a queen
for Cornelius' family.
Emma Cornelius
Peter became a channel.
Peter be a queen
for Cornelius' salvation.
Cornelius in here.
Men of God channels.
Na nyamini pa amu ya kwanya yepa
muso. Who is the channel in your life?
When are you queen or abra bumu?
We are gateways.
Yeah, a pon a queen.
And at the same time, when Peter was praying, the angel appeared to Peter and said, some people are coming from Cornelius. Nah. Follow them.
This
is why you get the principle. When anybody comes to tell you that God says, you should do this for me. God says, you should be my husband. You should be my wife. So and so. Let God also speak to you because the same angel that spoke to Cornelius, the same angel went to speak to
him.
So before the messengers arrived in Peter's place, Peter was aware.
Elisha
became an opportunity.
Now, Elisha be a queen, ye be man.
Elisha became her channel.
Obey any queen be your name, so.
God presented Elisha to her as her opportunity.
And you mean Elisha command is an opportunity.
God presented Elisha to her as a channel.
And then command is an queen.
And God inspired her.
You mean Kenya in
as to what she must do.
And yes, sir, oh yeah.
Elisha became a channel that ushered her. Into a new era. Today, I am declaring those who conceive the idea to celebrate God's servant, those who sincerely bought into the idea, those who contributed towards the celebration, both within and without, far and near, those who planned, those who did day-to-day work, those who play various unseen roles. Those who honored the invitation. Let this action of yours towards the celebration of God's servant. How did you know? How did you know?
I just sense it.
I'll give you 1,000 CDs for
you. Amen.
Do you know?
I see my name.
I was just going to say.
Obabeka said.
It is time now.
And bring us soon.
So rise up.
It is sorry.
I was just going to say it.
No, Obabeka.
Some of you are just sitting down.
You move at once, Akeke.
How did you know?
You
are sitting. When I just started, train yourself.
I said, train
yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself. From now,
if it's happening,
it is prophetic application.
This
word,
answer me,
that the Holy Spirit is inspiring me to declare upon your lives. These words are going to the following people.
Now, answer me,
those
Those who conceived the idea to celebrate
Christmas.
Those who sincerely bought into the idea. Those who contributed towards the celebration. Both within and without. Far and near. Those who planned it. Those who did the day-to-day work. Those who played various unseen roles. Those who honored the invitation. And those who were connected in other ways. I declare right now into your life. Let this action of your celebration. Of God's servant. Number one. Let your action. Link you. Connect you. To the breaker angelic person. That will terminate your former state. Of loneliness. Of singleness. Of unfruitfulness, of unproductivity, of poverty, I declare, let your action in this celebration connect you, link you up to the breaker angelic person. According to Micah chapter 2 verse 13, the breaker angel to go before you to terminate your life, your former state of loneliness, of singleness, of unfruitfulness, of productivity, of barrenness, of barrenness, of poverty, of setbacks, of stagnation, of delay, shatakotaka, ibretekebarotaka. Number two, let your action in this celebration of God's servants change your rest, 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 change your rest. Number three, by celebrating God's servants, you have celebrated God.
What do you mean?
Through his servant.
And I'm not cool, mom.
You have celebrated God.
What do you mean?
Through his servant.
And I'm not cool, mom.
You have also celebrated yourself. You have also celebrated yourself. Therefore, your celebration of God's servant is a celebration of your personal testimonies. Let your personal testimonies come now. Manifest now. It's a celebration of your dreams. Whatever dream you have is no longer a dream. It's not a reality. Your dreams are not a reality. I declare to those online, I say, for celebrating the Sabbath of the Lord, you have celebrated God Almighty. You have celebrated yourself. And by this celebration, I declare that you have celebrated your personal testimony. Let them come now. Let your dream be no longer a dream. Let your dream become a reality. 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 Shatakotakaya. By your celebration, I declare, the Lord says I should declare things that are not there. Like the Shunammite woman. Who didn't have a son. But the husband was old. Things that are not there. Whatever is lacking. Where you are lacking. Or what you lack. The Lord said I should declare to you. There is no more lacking. There is no more lacking.
Amen.
There is a supply.
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 Amen.
There
There is a supply.
Amen.
Oh, shalabakaramashanda. Hipekelemo saramashanda. Ribrokotore katua shanda. Ileba karima shito kalibra andarama shanda. Lebebe keteke barukata. You have changed your realms.
Amen.
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 The Lord said, I should declare to you. For celebrating the seventh of the Lord. The battles I have fought. You will no longer fight them. You will no longer fight them. You will no longer fight them. The mountains I have conquered. Will no longer appear in your life. Will no longer appear in your life. Will no longer appear in your life. The principalities and powers that have bowed to me have also bowed to you. They have also bowed to you. They have also bowed to you. They have also bowed to you. I declare to you that by celebrating the Sabbath of the Lord, your happy arrival of a new era has come. Your happy arrival. Your happy arrival of a new era has come. Your new era has arrived. Your new era has arrived. Your era of great revival. Your era of deep fulfillment. Your era of swift change. Your era of acceptance. When you were rejected. Your era of discovery. And recovery. Your era of delivery. And settlement. Your era has arrived. 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 Satakabaya kata. I declare. For celebrating the servant of the Lord. From now. Grace will locate you. I say grace will locate you. Favor will announce you. Favor will announce you. Mercy will fulfill you. Mercy will fulfill you. Goodness will enrich you. Goodness will enrich you. Anointing will empower you. And sustain you. Anointing will empower you. And sustain you. Anointing will empower you. And sustain you. Let the singers come now. Let those who lead, song leaders, want to enter into thanksgiving about
us.
This is a time of impartation.
We need or can't bring them on.
Today I want to close you early. So I am not going to touch you. So the impartation is through words. But there is a day.
Now so
we'll do the impartation by laying hands. Today.
Another.
This is a way. That the Lord is leading me to say thank you to you. There is a song I wrote down. Holy Spirit. Why did I write it to Lamaramashanda
Ramashanda?
Begin to thank the Lord in your own way. Begin to bless the Lord right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lydia, give me
Second Kings chapter 19, verse 26. I want to declare this right now. On your life. Second Kings chapter 19, verse 26. Dear people, drain of power are dismayed and put to shame. They are like plants in the field, like tender green shoots, like grass sprouting on the roof, scorched before it grows up. Do you know what this scripture means? I declare to you right now, every enemy in your life, let your enemy, let their power be drained. Principalities and powers that are fighting you, let their power be drained. Let those who thought that you can never amount to anything, let them be dismayed and put to shame. Let your covenant enemies become like plants in the field. Become like tender green shoots. Become like grass sprouting on the roof. Where they have no ground. Where they will be scorched by the sun. Before they grow up, they are withered. They are withered. They are withered. They are withered. They are with them. 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 I declare, let the foundation on which your opposers are standing on. Anything that they are standing on. Anything that they are holding on. That is empowering them. To appear. As if they are winning. As if they are winning. As if they are winning. The Bible says in Habakkuk that once more. Habakkuk chapter 2. From verse 7. Once more. I will shake the heavens. I will shake the earth. And the desire. And the desire. And the desire of my people shall come. Of the nation shall come. Let their foundation be shaken right now. Let the foundation of the opposers be shaken, be shaken. 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 Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. And what is that glory? Verse 8 describes the glory. The silver is mine. And the gold is mine. Declare the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. Say the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace. Declare the Lord Almighty. Silver and gold should fill you right now. The glory of your latter days. You are about to experience what you have never experienced before. You are about to experience what you have never experienced
before. I say you are about to experience. You know something? Next month, we are starting our 100 days prayer. For the first time with July, with August, we are starting with fasting. Do you know why? Reverend Akondo and the wife just arrived. They are coming to give a testimony. After what the Lord led them to come and do on the day of celebration. From the 10th of July. What God has been doing in their lives. The next day. Somebody brought two cars. Choose one. At the same time, somebody who owed the wife for many years, the person came to pay the debt. And you people in the house, every day you are hearing these things. May God help you. They just arrived. I have had, look, there are some three testimonies we can't give them now. They are too powerful. I really don't know what is in this house. People come. They pick and go.
No man for nobody call.
What?
What?
Look, he told me. He said, Papa.
I see, Papa.
Within this week.
Now,
the money coming into my hand.
Sika everybody say no.
I am holding about 10,000 now. They brought the car to my house to come and dedicate. And part of the dollars that have come, they came and laid some at my feet in my home. No wonder.
Hey, mama.
A lot of people were around Jesus. Mark chapter 5. This woman with the issue of blood. She started saying, if only I.
That.
When she said 10.
Now, yes, you don't need
to know. Who touched me?
When I didn't want,
Peter said. Sometimes you talk about things. How? There are people around touching you. You are
actually
touching. Say no. There is a different touch. There is a different touch. Listen to me. Who has a different touch in the house today? Who has a different touch in the house today?
Onyami kokroko beni. Onyami kakraka beni, onyami kokoko, onyami kakraka, onyami kokoko beni, onyami kakraka beni. Oh,
Oh, God. Listen to me. We are going to continue for the next 3 to 5 minutes. But the Holy Spirit has asked me to remind you of something. Today is a prophetic day.
23-07-23.
And you know, I wish somebody can read this. I have been praying from 1:30 a.m. to
3
a.m. And 3 a.m. I slept. I decided to catch some sleep for the service. And this was the dream I had. My dreams are real. Listen to me. Your battles have ended. Your poverty has ended. Your barrenness has ended. Look, we are going to dedicate babies in this house. Marriages are going to be celebrated here. Look, a lot of things are going to be celebrated. Listen to the dream. I don't know whether Gladys can read my handwriting. Sometimes she say my handwriting is like a fowls scattering things. I am just waking up after praying from 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m. with the dream in which a voice was saying.
Na enene ka say.
And cooking. Listen to what the voice was saying. You people have finished me.
Mo go for my wey me.
Even though I am finished, but you people have really finished me. The devil is finished. The principality is finished. Hey, the devil is finished. He said, you people have finished me. Raise the song right now. We are finished.
Jesus said,
and yes, you can say
in John 19:30,
it is
finished. It is finished.
Where are you?
That's the last time.
Where are you?
And the dream this dawn.
Now, at Diana Martin.
This voice.
Anyway.
Was saying, you people have finished me. Even though I am finished, but you people have really, which voice is that? The voice of the devil. I said the voice of the principality. The voice of the power that are fighting you. The voice of the witches and the wizard.
Hey.
They say, but you people have really finished me. It's a new beginning in your life. It's a new era in your life. You are in a new realm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pakaya makaya. Iprekete bara. Iprekele moshana. Iprekete kebaya. Mani karando kare. Aisa kole bakere masanda ni kara.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help us.
Why are you ready?
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Now go to me more.
To maintain this new era that you have ushered us into. This new realm that this celebration has brought us into. Say, Holy Spirit, be the manifestation of every declaration that has been made. Bring it to pass. We welcome them. We receive them. We saturate ourselves in them. Holy Spirit, make it to happen. 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 And I can hear a voice saying, it is happening now. 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 Shall we be seated? I want to invite Reverend and Mrs. Akondo. We are heading towards our closing to come. And tell us what they have. Lucris, have you brought the check? Have you given to Mama Thelma? She has given a check for to buy wall clock also for the church. After presenting me and my wife, they were led by the Spirit to come and do that on my day of celebration. They also presented a check for wall clock to be bought for the church. The testimony will lead us into our offering time. Today, our heavenly hands just carrying gradually. The anointing is upon me. Everybody, we are in the pool of
clean water. A pool of clean water. That is what I see us into right
now. And no na se siya.
I was asking the Lord. The Lord was saying, revival has come in the house. Restoration has come in the house. A new life has come into the house. A new era has come into the house. A new beginning has come into the house. Pali karando sakikarabasa itaya sukali barande shalikaya. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you are here, you are following online.
Now,
you haven't given your life to Jesus. This is your time.
We are home.
Jesus is coming.
Yes, ever.
Look, we haven't seen anything yet. Jesus will come and meet a reviving church.
Na Yesu abesia asafo enya osogwa na enya enkenya.
Testimonies and miracles you have never seen before.
Adasideni awadi.
They are going to manifest.
Eba be dedi.
Convictions will come in the house. People will begin to repent of secret sins. People will begin to confess. I'm telling you.
Okay, true.
Those of us who are doing things secretly.
The
Holy Spirit will lure you into the church one day. And everybody will hear you shouting. I won't do it again. Oh. I've been doing this. Oh. I am telling you, it's going to happen.
Life and college.
And that day you will be happy that you are going to church. The Holy Spirit will trap you to be so happy. Hurry up. Look.
I see here.
What is delaying your testimony? Is that sin? That secret sin. That is what is delaying. You hate somebody in your heart. Look.
I see here.
Before Reverend Akondo and the wife. I don't know why I'm saying this thing. Look. Psalm 8 verse
4.
Who is man that thou art mindful of?
Or the son of man that
so much care about
him. Please.
We are the days. That. Look. Don't put your mind on human beings. Don't care. Those who are gossiping about you. Those who are offending you. Whatever they are doing against you. I am not saying that live a reckless life. No. So that people will talk about offend people. Or you should know. Respect people. Respect everyone. Be careful the way you live. Among each other. But let me tell you. Who is man? That your husband will cause you not to go to church. Your husband has offended you. Your wife has offended you. Your boss. An usher in the church. Even the pastor. Who is man? Focus on him alone.
When he see on
you will see.
I will be home.
Before October.
And son of Mosumi Edu Bedono.
You see the things that will start happening in your life. 3 months. 3 months from now. 3 months from now. Thank you, Lord.
That was it.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly.
If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.